Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 17th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. As part of Twitter's ongoing investigation into the coordinated social engineering attack that compromised accounts, the company announced it found no evidence that the attackers gained access to any user passwords. As a result, Twitter will not require accounts to change passwords, but that out of an abundance of caution, it locked any accounts that had requested a password reset in the last 30 days. The company says it's working to restore access to those users as soon as possible. The European Commission announced the launch of an antitrust probe into voice assistants and the Internet of Things. According to EU Competition Commissioner Marguerite Vestager, voice assistants collect a vast amount of data about our habits, and there's a risk that big companies could misuse the data collected through such devices to cement their position in the market against the challenges of competition. The probe will also look into fitness trackers, connected fridges, washing machines, smart TVs, and lighting. A preliminary report is planned for spring 2021, with final conclusions by summer 2022. Facebook began rolling out Instagram Shop in the US, a place to shop from the Instagram Explore tab. Instagram Shop features personalized products from brands and creators, as well as curated collections from Instagram's @shop account. Instagram plans to eventually replace the Activity tab with the Shop tab. Users can check out using Facebook Pay. Facebook also began rolling out support for screen sharing in Messenger on mobile. The feature is available for one-on-one calls, group video calls, and in Messenger rooms with up to 16 participants. The feature is already available in the app beta and rolling out soon to all users. U.S. District Judge Phyllis Hamilton ruled that Facebook-owned WhatsApp can proceed with a lawsuit accusing NSO Group of creating accounts to send malware to 1,400 WhatsApp users. NSO asked the lawsuit to be dismissed, arguing the company was immune as a contractor of a foreign government. The judge did grant NSO's request to dismiss claims of wrongfully interfering with WhatsApp servers, as the lawsuit complaint did not detail actual harms to those servers as a result. Facebook was granted 21 days to revise and refile that allegation. Scener, makers of the video co-watching Chrome plugin, announced it now supports Amazon Prime Video, Disney Plus, the premium version of Hulu, Vimeo, and Funimation. The plugin launched with support for Netflix and HBO Max. The company is working with San Diego Comic-Con to host streams of films and anime during the event with a live community chat as well. Intel's autonomous vehicle division Mobileye received regulatory approval to test vehicles on roads in Germany. Vehicles will have a safety driver on board and will be allowed on city streets and the Autobahn at speeds of up to 130 kilometers per hour. Apple updated its style guide in an effort to remove non-inclusive language across Xcode, platform APIs, documentation, and open-source projects. The company said developer APIs with exclusionary terms will be deprecated as Apple introduces replacements. Apple did provide an exemption for use of blacklist and whitelist if either are used in code being documented and the code can't be changed. In that instance, developers can show code samples to clearly illustrate what users need to enter and use alternatives like allow list and deny list in documentation. Netflix announced it named Chief Content Officer Ted Sarandos co-CEO. Sarandos will continue to head content at the company. CEO Reed Hastings said this change makes formal what was already informal, that Ted and I share the leadership of Netflix. Netflix also announced it added 10 million net new global subscribers, beating expectations. Google's experimental app division, Area 120, released a video shopping platform called ShopLoop. ShopLoop provides shareable videos up to 90 seconds long, showing people using products, which can be saved for later or purchased directly in the app. At launch, ShopLoop is focusing on makeup, skincare, hair, and nail products, and content creators, publishers, and online store owners can apply to post videos in the app. The app is currently available in mobile browsers at shoploop.app. Microsoft announced it ended production of the Xbox One X and Xbox One S all digital edition consoles as it ramps up production on the upcoming Xbox Series X. The company says the standard Xbox One S will continue to be manufactured and sold globally. And finally, Blackmagic Design announced the Ursa Mini Pro 12K, a video camera with an 80-megapixel sensor capable of 12K 60 frames per second video. The sensor features 14 stops of dynamic range and can also capture 8K at 110 frames per second and 4K at 220 frames per second without a sensor crop. The Ursa Mini Pro 12 also includes dual UHS 2 card slots, built-in variable ND filter, and interchangeable PL lens mount. The camera starts at $9,995. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.